In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. A 28-year-old South Haven man has been killed in Covert Township. Police were called to the Van Buren United Civic Organization on a report of shots being fired around 1:15 a.m. on Sunday and found Tevin Hunter on the ground, shot several times. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. No arrests have been made, and police have not given any information on a suspect. Hunter was at an event at the organization on 34th Avenue when he was shot and killed. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says over 20,000 people have died in the state from COVID-19 since the beginning of the pandemic in March of 2020. The number of deaths for Thursday and Friday to bring that total to 20,011. The state says the number of cases has hit 919,133, with 3,127 new cases for those 2 days. Here in southwest Michigan, Berrien County has had 14,275 cases and 277 have died. Cass County's cases are at 4,949 with 72 dead. And Van Buren County has had 6,918 cases with 124 deaths. State updates cases now on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The Berrien County Trial Court has announced there will be new COVID-19 precautions taken in its buildings per CDC recommendations as the pandemic drags on. Berrien County moved into the high category for COVID-19 transmission rates last week, and in consultation with the Berrien County Health Department, the Berrien County Trial Court says all visitors to any court facility will be required to practice standard social distancing. When able to practice social distancing, all visitors will be required to wear a mask regardless of vaccination status. All participants in a courtroom proceeding will be required to wear a mask, and jurors will be required to wear a mask when doing their duty. Also, all visitors to the Berrien County Juvenile Center will have to wear a mask. The new policies take effect today. A Kalamazoo County Sheriff's deputy is dead after being shot Saturday night during a police chase. Deputy Ryan Proxmire was shot after the suspect took off on 35th Street in Galesburg from the Shell gas station near I-94 and went off the road. The suspect lost control of his vehicle and went off the road in a field near 44th Street and Q Avenue and again shot at deputies who returned fire and killed him. The suspect's name has not been released. The Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Office says he was previously involved in an earlier chase with other police officers. The body of a woman who drowned in Lake Michigan about a mile north of the Saugatuck Pierhead has been recovered. The Elgin County Sheriff's Department says they were called to the lakeshore around 6 p.m. on Saturday for a report of a missing swimmer. 51-year-old Mary Dice Groters of Granville was in the lake without a life jacket and had been swimming from a boat. Her body was found around 9:30 a.m. on Sunday. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.